So today I'm joined in studio by Hillary DiPolo, and she is just a gem in the community. She's part of the Denver Women's Press Club. She does art consultation and just wears many different hats. So thank you for stopping by today at the studio, Hillary.
Well, thank you, Mindy. It's just a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. Well, and very grateful to have you. So I know you are a poet.
Yes.
And that lends its hat into helping with the Denver Women's Press Club. So how long have you been affiliated with them?
I've been in the press club since 2006.
Okay. And what do you do over there?
Well, my main job over there is I chair the annual fundraiser, which supports the scholarship fund, and we have a used jewelry sale every year, and I'm the chair of that.
All right. And I know also, too, you do art consultation as well.
Yes. I work with corporations and law firms and credit unions and places like that, and they tell me what they want to have for art and visual statements in their space, in their professional space. And I know a huge array of artists because I used to have a gallery at one time. And I know all of these artists in Denver, and I find the right solution for their space, a distinctive solution that meets their budget.
So when you talk about a visual statement, is that saying this is who I am as a person or as an organization when they're trying to make that statement? Or?
It's who they are, who the entity is that I'm working with, who they are as that entity, whether it's a law firm or a high-tech firm, whatever, and what they want to project to their employees and to their clients. The kind of image they want to project. So to give you some situations, there's a firm that I worked with downtown, a large insurance agency. It's their headquarters building. And the gentleman who was ahead of wanted Colorado casual as their theme. So the interior is elegant, contemporary, but has this undertone of rustic color and materials. And so we did a lot with works that are substantial and reflect Colorado. And he only wanted Colorado artists. That
okay.
was the other thing. So that was one kind of situation.
Which is nice to keep it local. I'm right. always about let's keep things local. Okay.
Yeah. Now, I'm just finishing up an installation for a Roman Catholic credit union. So here we have an entirely different kind of situation.
Extremely different.
Extremely yes. different. And it was really challenging and at the same time very rewarding to gather the imagery that they wanted and needed for the statement of who they are and who they project to their clientele. So it's entirely different. So every place that I go to is different. And that's what I love about my job, is that it's very different every time. So, you know, and I have another company I'm going to be installing a couple of things on Monday. And they are a company that develops multifamily housing units, basically apartment complexes. And they develop them all over the country. And so what I've done is I've developed a style of framing for them so that they can display each one of their projects and their big displays.
So I come to you, let's just say I'm First Bank of Mindy, you know, and I'm uh-huh. and I just come to you and I say, you know, I want this, you know, or I need something to make my bank look not as starchy and stale. I want it to seem warm and inviting. What is that process for you? Then what do you do? Do you just have to look around and visualize things, or do you take, you know, I know you've said someone said Colorado casual, but do you maybe think, okay, I know an artist in the area who could put this, or I see sculptures, or I see paintings?
Yes, well, the thing that I really do is I talk to the client about what makes them comfortable.
Okay.
And it's usually what makes them comfortable is also what they want to project to the client. So some people say, I want strength and color and bold abstract imagery. Mm-hmm. And my friend with the Colorado Casual was very, very, wanted things that were, again, contemporary, but really said Colorado. So there definitely is some photography in that job, but okay. there's also some very abstract photography mounted on Plex, so it has a really contemporary look, but it's different in a different presentation. I wanted to mention one other client that I have, mm-hmm. which is a membership organization that is the memberships for people in the beef industry, the beef and cattle industry.
So what's for dinner?
Yep, and that's who they are. They're the people who came up with that slogan, and so for them, I've done. They have a very large office space that includes a test kitchen. And okay. I've never had an office before that actually has a kitchen inside the office.
Wow.
So they're always sampling things, and so it's kind of fun to get down there at the right time, get some samples. The organization dates back to the man who is actually the founder of Highlands Ranch when it was a ranch, not a housing development, when it was a ranch. And so he founded that ranch in the late 1900s.
Okay.
So from that time to today, almost every year, they've had a president. And so they had all these presidential photos that were all different colors. They were brown and white and black and white and gray and white and four color. And they were all in ready-made frames, and they were all hung too close together and they were crooked and the frames weren't exactly square and stuff. But for what they had and what they had for their budget at that time, that met their needs. So they said, well, you know, we'd like to do something different here. So I thought, you know, we can definitely do something better. The other thing they had in a cabinet that nobody ever looked at was a whole lot of sculptural pieces.
Wow.
That were, you know, cows and cowboys and one of them is a Bronco Buster and, you know, various Western-themed sculptures. So I took the photographs and I had them all digitized.
Oh.
So they have a complete digital record of all of these people. And there's actually one woman.
Okay. Lone female. Okay.
One female, bless her heart. Anyway, and then I had them all printed the same color.
All right.
That was the first thing. And I had the color, you know, it's a nice warm gray. It's not black and white.
Okay.
It's a warm gray. It's
kind
of like almost like a taupe and white.
All right.
Then I set up all the names in type on paper, not on those little plaques that are impossible to read. So I set them up large enough so that they're easy to read. And so we have the face and the title. So it's the face and John Smith from Oswego, Kansas, and he was president in 1986. So there was a total of, I think, the first installation, I think I did 93 of them.
Wow.
So and they had this one giant long corridor because this is huge space. And so I put them all in the corridor, and I basically grouped them by decades. They're basically shelves that hang on the wall. And I put the sculptures on the wall, hanging on the wall. And then I arrange each decade in a different configuration.
Mm.
So going down this hall, you want to stop and look at these people. You want to look at, and you want to look at their names. You want to see how many years they ran the organization. And it's a lovely collection, and they are so proud of it. They always say, this is our Hall of Presidents, and so it's the whole hall. Now, on the other side of the building, they also had another real long hall.
Okay.
And I thought, now what am I going to do with that? And so one of the women I was dealing with, she had a book in her library of brands, cattle brands.
Oh.
What we did there, and this ended up also being a fundraiser for their scholarship fund, because they give ag scholarships every year. And
agricultural
scholarships. Okay. Yes. I'm sorry.
That's
kind of a in term.
Yeah.
So they give agricultural scholarships, you know, to people like they would be at Colorado State University or, you know, Kansas State University. It's study animal husbandry and the cattle industry.
Okay.
And so I took the brands, and I had the brands cut out of quarter-inch plate steel, and each one is 8 by 8 inches. So what we're looking at is the negative, because a lot of times when you see brand displays, you see just the brand cut and hung on the wall, and it's too small. It doesn't have enough visual weight to carry anything. So it's cut out of the steel. The steel is patinaed, so it looks like old-timey, rustic. Mm. It has that rustic ranch look.
Okay.
And then they're mounted onto a suede-covered board, and each board is plaqued at the bottom with the name of the brand, the name of the ranch.
Okay.
And what year the brand was registered. And what state?
Wow!
And it's what's fascinating is brands are state specific, so somebody could have a QBRC in Colorado, and they could also have it in Nevada, and they would not be related.
How would you know the difference?
One hopes that the cattle from Colorado don't roam all the way to
Nevada.
That
is so true. You never know. Yeah. Bessie might want to take off and go.
Right.
She might want some exercise. Okay.
I think we've done 85 or 100 of them, and it's a fabulous installation. And I love doing things like that are very unusual and really speak to the organization, speak to their mission, as well as be really interesting when a visitor comes. Mm-hmm. They always take the visitor down those two corridors. Because they're so proud of their presidents and the history and the longevity of the organization, and they're so proud of their members that have contributed, and it is a fundraiser, so it's not an inexpensive item to buy, and so they're very proud of their membership that has also supported.
Well, I would think you would be proud too, because then you can look and say, "I did that. Yeah. I'm responsible for this."
And they, whenever I'm there and there's somebody there, they always introduce me. Well, this is our art consultant, and she did this and this, and I have been on a couple of occasions to their annual convention to talk to people about the brands and encourage people. And I tell you, they are the salt of the earth people. They work so hard in that industry. And, you know, there's so many things that can happen to an animal that you don't have any control over, and that's your inventory.
And
if your inventory gets sick and gets mad cow disease or whatever, whatever something terrible happens, and then all of a sudden they have no inventory, and then because they have no inventory, they have no income. And so it's fascinating, the work they do.
Now, I know you're doing the art consultation now, but I know you said earlier you used to own your own gallery.
Yes.
So did you do any pieces yourself, or was...
No, I have never... I have on a couple occasions done some drawing, and the thing that I understand from that is how very hard it is to make art. Mm. Making art is a very hard and also a very solitary profession.
Okay.
You, again, don't make quality art with a bunch of people around. Making art is a series of decisions that you make in the studio between you and the object, whatever it is, the painting, the print,
the sculpture,
whatever it is. And it's that decision-making process, which can only be, from my mind, can only be done in private. And to me, it's a give and take between the artist and the muse, you know, and it goes back and forth. And I feel very much that way about my own writing, that my own writing is very much of a give and take. You know, I always feel kind of massaged when I get done with it. You know, it's like, whoa, well, go in that direction or this direction. As I say, the thing that I learned is how very difficult it is to make art, and then how very difficult it is to make a living in the arts.
Yeah, it's...
And one of these days, we'll switch our focus from greed and accumulation to things that are more personally meaningful. That is my hope and prayer.
Yeah, because I've heard the term starving artist, and so just hearing you now, I'm like, yeah.
It's hard. And the thing is that not to starve, you have to be really creative in how you make a living. You know, what aspects of, you know, the group I use as installers, my installers, they are all artists as well. They make art and they hang other people's art. And it's an art adjunct kind of business, and that's what they do to make a living so that they can take time out and make their art when they want to.
Now, because poetry is an art and writing is an art. Is that your writing? Is that what propelled you towards the Denver Women's Press Press Club, or what?
Yes. Yes. And I was sponsored by a woman who has left us, but who was one of my heroes in writing. And I had published a book, and so she said, I think you would be a great member. So she sponsored me. And it's been great. It's been really great. And I've done a couple of more books, and I've been able to have presentations at the club where I do readings of my work and talk about things. Because the last book I did was a book that combines photography and writing.
Okay.
And my photographer that I've used is Kit Hedman, who's a local portrait and headshot photographer, and who has an innate sense of finding the soul in a person. I don't know how he does it, but he's been taking photographs for so long, and I said, well, how do you do this? And he said, well, I always look for the light, which I find really interesting. But somehow between the light and capturing the person, he gets right to the core.
Okay.
And he and I did a project where for 2 years we went out to Fort Morgan, which is a town out on the eastern prairie.
Like 76 East or something.
Yes, yeah. Out I-76. It's the county seat of Morgan County. And it is a town that there's a lot of people, beef people out there as well. There's a lot of ranchers with Angus cattle and various kinds of cattle. But they have, in that town, they have a large meatpacking plant. They have a sugar beet plant. They have a mozzarella-making plant. And they have at least two very large dairies.
Wow.
Like 5,000 head dairy.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Very large. And because of that, they have needed to import labor from all over the world. So they have labor from Mexico, Central America, Guatemala, El Salvador, places like that, South America, Brazil, Chile, and now they have labor from, and they have a lot, and they have Puerto Ricans now too, but they also have labor from Somalia, Ethiopia, Sudan, and for these people that come from these. Oh, Morocco. There's another guy from Morocco we interviewed. So Kit and I went out there for 2 years, and we met people, and he took their pictures. I interviewed them and wrote their stories as poems. Mm. And it was one of the most compelling things I've ever done. I've never met such amazing people and one of the poems I wrote was about, you know, if you're riding across country with a bunch of kids and they're all whining and they want another DVD and they want to go to the bathroom again.
Are we
and everything.
There yet? Yeah, how much there? Longer? Yeah.
Yeah. And, but, you know, I kept thinking, how many times the size of Texas have these people traveled? How many days going across Kansas have these people come to get to this country, to get to work, to get to make a living? And we thought when we started it that we would really get to kind of investigate how's it going between the receiving population and the immigrant population, and, you know, is there a lot of hostility and everything? What it came down to was everyone has the same needs. Everyone wants to live in peace. Everyone yes. wants to work, and everyone wants to feed their children.
Yep. And at the end of the day, yeah.
That the end of the day, that's what it is. And they want to worship their God, whatever God they have.
Yeah.
And for some people, it's walking the land on the prairie. That's their God. And some people, and they have a little mosque there, and they have, you know. But that's the truth of it. That's the truth of human nature. And if they do it in a different way, it's incumbent upon us to understand that, you know, if you're not Native American, we're all immigrants, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that is so, yeah.
You know? So anyway, it was a great project. We've done a couple of presentations of it. So we have the photographs are all 18 by 24 inches,
okay.
And then the poems are that size too.
Wow.
So each poem is that big, so you can read it really easily and see these people's faces and see, you know. So we're very excited about having another exhibition.
Oh, and is there a website that anyone can go to see? Or
no, they can. Anybody wants to talk about it or whatever, they can call me at 303-722-8676.
Is there a website address for you as the art consultation that anyone wants to reach
it's
you?
It's artconsultation.com. That's my website. And my email is Hillary with one L at artconsultation.com. And on my website, there are several projects that you can see and work that I've done.
You mentioned the word great earlier, and I just want to say it has been great having you in studio today, sharing, and thank you so much for stopping by.
Oh,
I really
Mindy,
appreciate
thank
it.
You. I appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you. Take care.
All right.